up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
For those traveling south on I-5 or heading towards Capo Beach, expect delays because Caltrans will close southbound I-5 at its connector to Highway 1 today in Dana Point from 9:01 a.m. to 12:01 p.m. Detour signs will be posted to alert motorists of the closure. Laguna Beach's City Council reviews the city's finances at its regularly scheduled meeting tonight at 6. Among the recommendations are giving the city manager a pay raise and redistributing a nearly $4 million windfall from an unanticipated tax revenue. The high school girls' water polo squad defeated visiting Los Osos from Rancho Cucamonga 19-2 at the Laguna Community Pool on Saturday. That amounts to their 41st consecutive victory. This week, the Breakers are in the pool for their 20th annual Southern California Championships, to be held Thursday through Saturday at the Woollett Aquatic Center in Irvine. In boys basketball, Blake Burzell scored 34 points Friday as Laguna ran past Costa Mesa 80-39 in a game played at Duggar Gym. Burzell broke the Laguna freshman season scoring mark of 398 points set by Shane Martin in 2004. This week, Laguna hosts Estancia on Wednesday at 7. In girls basketball, the team is still in the league title race with a pair of wins against Godinez and Costa Mesa. Breakers' last chance for a share of the league crown will be tonight when they host league-leading Estancia at 6 p.m. in Duggar Gym. The soccer team continues their hunt for a playoff spot this season. The boys split a pair of games last week, losing to Godinez but beating Costa Mesa. The team hosts Estancia at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday in the battle for second place and a lock for a playoff spot. Bill Rolfing's girls soccer squad won both games last week against Godinez and Costa Mesa. They play tonight at home against Estancia and travel to Saddleback on Thursday. The Full Moon Drum Circle convenes tonight around a fire at 7 at the south end of Aliso. And visitors are welcome for Peter Weisbrod's talk today about Russia during the Great Decisions Discussion Group. It meets today at 2 at the Unitarian Universalist Church, 429 Cyprus. An evening session meets at 7 and will discuss privacy in the digital age, led by Rob Ryder. Finally, local residents Bill and Cindy Shopoff have something to celebrate. Last month, the Oceanside City Council gave the green light to Shopoff Realty Investments to redevelop a 2-acre former mobile home park in Oceanside into luxury townhomes. Shopoff said, "We are pleased to have received approval to develop this site with a design that is in harmony with the neighborhood." That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.